From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Chief Mike Pompeo is in Seoul for talks with South Korean intelligence officials as top U.S. officials continue to express deep concerns about North Korea's nuclear weapons development program. Pompeo, traveling with his wife, arrived in the South Korean capital over the weekend and met with the head of the National Intelligence Service and high-level presidential aides. Their meetings occurred hours before Pyongyang declared Monday that in the face of new U.S. pressure for U.N. sanctions against North Korea, it would speed up its nuclear deterrence at the maximum pace. U.S. President Donald Trump is not ruling out military action against North Korea over its nuclear missile test.
I would not be happy. If he does a nuclear test, I will not be happy. And I can tell you also, I don't believe that the president of China, who is a very respected man, will be happy either.
During an appearance on Sunday's CBS Face the Nation public affairs show, the president would not say whether China, North Korea's closest ally, was using the crisis to test him. U.S. congressional negotiators have come to an agreement late Sunday on a $1 trillion spending package that would fund the federal government through September. The deal includes pieces that appeal to both Republicans and Democrats, and if passed by the Senate and House of Representatives, would represent the first major bipartisan legislation under President Trump. Congressional aides say that there will be a $1.5 billion for border security, but that the money is marked for purposes other than the wall that Mr. Trump has championed for the U.S.-Mexico border. The president did win as much as $15 billion. And his push to boost military spending. This is VOA News.